Since Europe switched to the euro last year, people have been finding little stashes of the old national currencies. That has meant standing in line at a central bank to exchange it or kissing it goodbye. Not this holiday season. NPR's Emily Harris reports some retailers are using the old cash to their advantage.
Thomas Vohman manages the Central Berlin branch of C&A, a retail clothing store. Up through today, Christmas Eve, C&A is accepting Deutschmarks as payment for any purchase.
We tested in one store, and the daily income of D-Marks was over 10% from the whole day. And that was the point to say we do it in whole Germany.
And elsewhere. C&A stores in France, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands all accepted old pre-euro currencies for at least part of the holiday shopping season. The amount of daily sales in francs, shillings, and marks ranged from around 3 to 30%.
16 euro, bitte. Sie zahlen in D-Mark?
At C&A's Berlin Central store, people use up whatever Deutschmarks they have, then pay the rest of the bill in euros. Change is given only in euros. Peter Simonowski just bought new wool socks. He'd been carrying around a few Deutschmarks when he saw a sign in the shop window that C&A would take them.
I found some Deutschmarks in my wallet. I found it some months ago, and I expect to find more and to change it at the bank. I found not more. I came here and I spent it. That's nice.
Nice for him, nice for his now warm feet, and nice for C&A, which believes it's gaining new customers with this promotion. Even though the Deutschmark and other national currencies officially stopped circulating last July, shops can still choose to accept them. The shops take them back to the National Central Bank, making a small dent in the estimated $13 billion worth of old bills and coins still floating around Europe. But Friedhelm Meyer, director of the Berlin office of Germany's central bank, says he's not in any hurry to get marks back.
Marks that don't come back, we don't need. In the beginning of the whole change to the euro, we did do advertising so that the money would come back as soon as possible. We didn't want to cope with a huge amount sometime down the line. But we still change marks regularly and will continue to.
Holiday promotions are almost over, but at the family-run neighborhood bar Spandauer Bock, owners plan to keep accepting Deutschmarks for drinks as long as customers want. Owner Gabriela Vogt says some days sales in marks equal several hundred dollars.
People come in here, they drink something, they pay with Deutschmarks and get euros back. Many people were sorry to see the mark go. With the euro, everything is more expensive.
That's a common complaint in Germany, that retailers used the switch to euros to jack prices up. People here also remember the mark as the money that made the former West Germany rich and stable. As it happened, the euro began circulating at a time when the German economy was in a slump, which it still is. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.